The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine.
Welcome to the
wine,
show, ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon here on May 24th, 2020. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next, extravagant 2 hours, if you can stand it. We're on from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time with this show. And let's see, what else could I tell you? Well, you can call in if you feel like it at 800-313-9443. Did I tell you my name? I'm James Kelso. So here we go. I've been looking forward to this show because of some really great things that have happened. I was wishing we had a show on Saturday so I could share them with you then. But here we are, and we've got 2 hours to really enjoy some big developments. In our last show on Friday, the two highlights for me were Donald Trump saying if there's any recurrence of the virus, there will not be a lockdown. And his other announcement was that he was declaring houses of worship an essential service that will be opened. And his timetable was this: now. That was great. Great leadership back there on Friday. Now, today, some great leadership from a bunch of doctors. And I want to find the original document. I can read you the whole thing. It's so brief. It's so good. Let me find the original. I've got the article. I'll share the article with you. That gives you the substance of the matter. But I've got the actual letter from the doctors. Let me find it. Let me share the article with you first. The article won't be hard to find. This is Breitbart. And their headline is this: physicians say forcing healthy Americans to quarantine inflicted devastating harm. Now, just to give you the advanced executive summary of here, what these doctors did, the doctors are saying exactly what we here in the peanut gallery on this show, we non-doctors, not even close, they are saying exactly what we were saying. How many months ago was it? When did this all begin? We had it right from day one. How did we do it? But we did. We got it right exactly. And now what the good news is that these doctors are now catching up. By the hundreds and thousands. So let me give you the rest of this article. Hundreds of American physicians have signed onto a letter addressed to Vice President Mike Pence and the Coronavirus Task Force that urges the total reopening of the nation's businesses and schools. Now, of course, I'll put a, I'll interject a lot of commentary in here. Of course, the letter is directed, pardon me, that's not the coronavirus. That's a piece of watermelon that went down a little bit sideways as I was opening the microphone. And if it were the coronavirus, I wouldn't give a hoot. I had a cold if I had that. It's addressed, of course, to President Trump. But this is very diplomatic on the part of these physicians to address it to Mike Pence. They're being very respectful of the president by so doing. The letter says that while they, everybody has to say this, while they value every life that has indeed been lost due to the infection caused by the Chinese coronavirus, you know, every single person, the moment they open their mouth on TV, they have to insert the phrase, every life, any one life lost is too many. As if somehow those of us who have our brains screwed in straight have to prove that we care about people, that we're not devil worshipers who relish the death of other people. This is so stupid that you have to make a prefatory statement that we truly grieve for every single person. Why don't we just say every time you say anything, just say that you're grieving. Right now I'm grieving for every single person who's sick, and I'm grieving even more for every single person who's going to die today. By their tens of thousands around the world, I'm going to be grieving all day. I'm not going to have time to do anything else. Okay, so we get that out of the way. Now let's get on to the business of the letter. The physicians assert the evidence that now exists indicates the lockdowns, now this is their language, have not been necessary to save lives, but instead inflicted devastating harm on tens of millions of people. Now let me, and I'm going to have to read, this is of course the Breitbart summary of that. Let me go to the original Breitbart. Let me find it. I'll probably have to find it during a break, but I'm going to read you the entire letter from the doctors. It is so darn good. Okay, let me just continue with the article. That last sentence was the most powerful. And then the doctors continue. And this is, who are these doctors? Now, forgive me, boy, shame on me for this. Let me do a quick search here. This is embarrassing that I forgot the name of this group. It's got to be the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons. Let me just look it up here real quickly. Can't be. It's the AAPS. My medical credential has gotten a little bit stale. Let's see here. Okay, the AAPS. And this, is, if I recall correctly, AAPS, where are you? Come on, AAPS. It could, the American, no. Here it is, yes, the American Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, a conservative, that was what I was going to mention. It's a conservative version of the AMA, nonprofit association founded in 1943. The group was reported to have about 5,000 members in 2014. Let's see here. They oppose abortion. They oppose universal health care. Their headquarters is in Tucson, Arizona. Their president is Melinda, I don't know how to pronounce her name, but Woofter. The executive is Jane Orient. And they are, their website is aapsonline.org. Okay, so there they put this out. We can treat the sick and protect the vulnerable without social and economic lockdown, reads the letter, led by healthcare providers from the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. The doctors bring several points to light. Quote, this virus is survivable by greater than 99% of those infected. For those under 60, the estimated infection fatality rate is 0.05%. On average, the infection fatality rate is 0.2%. If you get it, and if you get it and you're young and healthy, it's less than that. In addition, about 80% of those infected with COVID-19 have no symptoms or mild symptoms at most. They continue. We now know, write the doctors, that a well-defined subset of the population is vulnerable to severe illness or death by COVID-19. The doctors say, specifically noting nursing home patients who suffer psychologically as well because they are isolated from family members. The physicians, now I love this, this language is Shakespearean. It's poetry to my ears. The physicians take to task the media, which they accuse of, here's the quote, and I'm going to dwell on this today, terrifying people, creating crippling fear that has drained the life out of our society, unquote. And to that I say, bada bing, bada bam, bada boom. You guys nailed it right there. And if I had my druthers on this sentence, I would modify one word. Instead of terrifying people, I would have used the word terrorizing people. Yes, the media, they aren't just terrifying the American people and the world. They're terrorizing us. And we'll talk about that. What is the difference between terrifying people and terrorizing? Terrorizing is a deliberate action of terrifying people. It's a deliberate action to obtain a political purpose, to frighten people, to terrorize them. Think of all the terrorist acts you've ever heard of. Blowing people up, chop. Why would somebody chop off? Why do these fanatics in the Middle East chop off heads and film it on camera and then put it up on what, one of these nice social websites? They're terrorizing people. They add, this is the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, that, quote, public health officials and administrators have also been interfering with medical decision making. They have prevented the use of safe and FDA approved medications. Physicians, they're stating this again. Now, where did you hear this? Maybe for the first time. Did you hear it on this show? Physicians are also pressured to count deaths in a way that inflates the true infection fatality rate. Thank you. Thank you, doctors, for putting that out there on record. If Kelso says it, that doesn't amount to a hill of beans. But these hundreds, and by the way, the last time I looked at this petition, 600 doctors had signed the petition. Now, that was more than 24 hours ago. I'll update during today's show. We have enough time for me to catch up. See how many more have added their signatures and their credentials. They're putting themselves on the line. This is strong language. Now, here's something else you heard on this show. Maybe for the first time. How did we get this in the peanut gallery here? What little birdie whispered in my ear? The doctors note, quote, that natural widespread immunity can be achieved safely without waiting for a vaccine. Oh, please note Dr. Fauchenstein. And by the way, let me give you this little tidbit before I forget. I watched the Jesse Waters show. He's great, Jesse Waters, on Fox. He had on, as his guest, Dr. Fauchenstein. And I'll tell you what, that guy looked like hell. He looked like he'd been on an all-night bender. And he should look like hell. And guess what? When Jesse Waters, of course, did what you have to do. You have to do this. So he said, Dr. Fauci, I want you to know I greatly respect you, sir. He had to put that preamble on his statement. That is pathetic. And then, of course, you have to add that you are still sad about every single person that ever died or ever will die or ever could die. And you just don't have enough flowers to send to all the families, and you can't cry enough tears for all of these people. And yes, I'm a human being. Okay. He said, I respect you. But then he dropped the bomb on Fauci. No, Fauci dropped the bomb. He said, a lot of people are very angry at you, Dr. Fauci, saying that this lockdown wasn't necessary. And you know what Fauci said? Are you ready? Are you sitting down? Don't be standing up. I don't want you holding dishes or anything you could drop. Fauci admitted that was true. He didn't say the lockdown wasn't necessary, but he came as close as he ever will. Looking like hell, looking like a guilty man, looking like a man you just caught with his pants down around his ankles. There's no need to say anything. We know what happened. He said, well, we did the best that we could with what the data we had. And before that, he said, yes, there could have been other courses to follow. This is after he was said, people are angry at you saying the lockdown wasn't necessary. So Fauci knows it. Fauci on TV knows it. He admits it. And for all you left-wingers out there that have been relying on Fauci-Stein as your rock of Gibraltar, you better find a new one, because that one just crumbled. Let me go on here with these doctors. Things are breaking well for all you patriots out there. He's waiting. We don't have to wait for a vaccine, they say. When otherwise healthy individuals contract the virus and immunity builds over time. Immunity builds over time. And what's that called? And very quickly, by the way, not over a long time, over a matter of weeks. And what is that called? Yes. And where did you hear it? Yes, on this show, where somehow I, with my non-medical education, a guy who's almost never seen a doctor in his life. I mean, this is called common sense. And wait till you see how the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons end their letter to basically the White House with another quote from this show. It's just a quote from Common Sense. He says, what's the name for that? Herd immunity. Herd immunity. Okay. All right, let's go on. Turn the page here. Okay. Additionally, they, physicians, urge the task force and elected officials to avoid mass testing of citizens as a means to... Okay, I'm going to finish that sentence, but you're going to like it. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Reading excerpts from this letter to Mike Pence from the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. That's one you want to remember, the AAPS. It'll be the center of today's show. They urge elected officials to avoid mass testings of citizens as a means to, got a staple here, create policy that restricts an individual's livelihood and freedom to participate in society. Oh, I'm loving that. And you see what, I mean, what does the left love? They love their lockdown. They love this virus. They love rising death totals. They love testing. They love inoculation and vaccination. They love people standing in line, standing on X's, people having to space themselves out, people having to wear masks, people being put under house arrest in their own home. I'll give you an example here. This is still, it's still pathetic, folks. There's a thing up here in this part of the country, North Dakota and Minnesota, called the Angle, which is that little chunk of the United States that's on the other side of the lake, Lake Superior, there's a little chunk of the United States that's actually stuck onto Canada, just the way they drew the lines when they wrote that treaty. And but that's America. And a lot of people have cabins there in the spring, summer, and fall. They go up there, they fish, it's paradise, it's wonderful. They take a seaplane or a boat across Lake Superior, and they go to the angle. And guess what? None of them can go there. It's closed. You can't go there. Like so many things that are screwed up. And this testing is an example. Making people have a test, have a card, be certified, be checked out. All this BS that you're hearing about. Who was it that said this? Eric Garcetti said the Los Angeles City or Los Angeles School District schools, which is, I think, the biggest school district in the country. I used to be in it. Pacific Palisades High School and Paul Revere Junior High School and Palisades Elementary School, and also Malibu Elementary, where I went to kindergarten. They're all part of the Los Angeles School District. He said, we're not going to open the schools till we can be assured that every student will be tested every damn week. He didn't say damn, I did. Every week, this puke, this leftist, anti-American, enemy of the people, enemy of us, he's going to make our kids have a test every week, or he, Der Führer, Eric Garcetti, is not going to let them go to school. Well, to hell with you, Eric Spaghetti. To hell with you, buddy. You're not God. You're a punk. And that's what all of these people are. They get a little taste of power. They can smell it. They can taste it. They can feel it. This is the power they've been dreaming about. They're yearning for this power. They want us. Who was it that said that? Was it Orwell? Something about communism is a jackboot on your neck, on your face forever. That's what it is. A jackboot on your face forever. That's their world. That's what they dream. These are the scum. The president called it correctly in the last few weeks. Several times he's said of these people with a particular quality to his voice. Scum! These people are scum. They are scum that rule over us. Gretchen Whitmer is scum. No, I don't care if she has nice dominatrix makeup. She is scum. The black leathers don't help. I hope she's Joe Biden's vice presidential running mate. I hope that's going to work out great if that happens. They said, and the doctors add, absolutely, they add, testing should not be used to threaten businesses and counties with repeated closure. Hear, hear. They got that right. And they add, oh, good. This is quoted now. The end of this beautiful letter, just a one-page letter. I believe it was composed by, or the petition was started by a doctor named Simone Gold. Beautiful woman, Simone Gold. We cannot accept the current dysfunction in society as the, quote, new normal, unquote. And then I'll give you the rest, the end of the letter, right after this break. See ya.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guess my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. Me and no head. I'm just one of many. Can't get no respect. Politically
yes, politically incorrect, what every one of you are, and will continue to be. That was Gretchen Wilson, who is, by the way, she's going to be featured in an upcoming, I don't know what the details of it, but a Fox show. She's going to be featured on there. Anyway, I found the letter, so here it is. This is the heart of today's show. This is a piece of history, this letter. So now we're reading the actual thing. Breitbart does a good job of reporting it, but you want to get into the savor the details of this letter. Now, how many people have signed it so far? Let me look and see. I'm going to scroll down here to see how many. I don't know if this is a current total or if it's this might just be a total as of the time this was printed. Yeah, this is, I'll have to go to the actual website and see how many doctors have signed it now. It might be in the thousands, but here's the letter. Dated May 22nd. Addressed to the Honorable Mike Pence and the Coronavirus Task Force and to the White House. Dear Vice President Pence, we, the undersigned physicians, respectfully and urgently request that our country's businesses and schools be allowed to reopen. Our patients have suffered needlessly in pain and physical decline with disease progression because of short-sighted government edicts to stop all non-emergency care that is unrelated to COVID-19. Some patients now face inevitable death because the diagnosis and treatments were delayed too long. Too many of our patients have suffered far more from the psychological, physical, and economic effects of the shutdown of communities and businesses than the direct impact of COVID-19 itself. And ladies and gentlemen, you can be sure Donald Trump has read this letter and has been greatly persuaded by it. The cumulative knowledge we now have of COVID-19 and the observed devastation of shutting down the economy gives us confidence to request that the American people be given the freedom to engage in commerce and community again immediately. Growing evidence indicates that the unprecedented policy of forcing healthy Americans to quarantine was not necessary to save lives, but instead inflicted devastating harm on tens of millions of people. It is unnecessary to continue threatening to close businesses and prohibit gatherings of people based on case numbers or arbitrary benchmarks, especially when increased testing naturally results in an increase in the number of cases. But hospitalizations have not been overwhelming. It has become clear that COVID-19 can be managed by the medical profession. We can treat the sick and protect the vulnerable without social and economic lockdown. And it was the doctors who put "can" in all caps. The following concepts are based on observable fact and a healthy dose of common sense. Now, and I'm going to just read through this letter because if I pause to comment, I'll take up too much of the show. You want to hear the doctors, not Kelso. Number one. We, remember, this is doctors speaking, hundreds of them, maybe by now thousands. They all put their names and their credentials and their medical affiliation next to their name. This is heavy duty. This is a heavy duty letter. One, we want to bring hope to the people of this country and restore confidence that we can safely live in community with each other again and truly live life without fear. That's damn good. I'll try to make a difference in my inflection so you know when I'm talking and when it's the doctors. That point by the doctors is so damn good. Because that's one of the worst things that's happened here that may qualify this lockdown as the biggest damned screw up in the history of the world. The biggest unnecessary self-inflicted wound in the history of the world. This damn lockdown has screwed up our minds. It screwed up the faith of our younger people in themselves, in life itself. This is an act of terrorism. That's what terrorists do. They try to break you down with fear. Go read it in 1984. George Orwell got it back in 1948. They go on. This virus is survivable by greater than 99% of those infected. For those under 60, the estimated infection fatality rate is 0.05%. On average, the infection fatality rate is 0.2%. Number two, The overwhelming majority of those infected, perhaps 80%, have no symptoms or mild symptoms at most. We cannot know with certainty how many asymptomatic cases there are or have been. Three. Let me skip down because I read some of this to you earlier. Here's what I'm going to repeat this one. Item four, the media is terrifying people, creating crippling fear that has drained the life out of our society. Suicide hotlines have been overwhelmed with calls. Patients are suffering from medical neglect because of the dangerous media narrative instructing people to stay home when they are sick. Wonderful, wonderful. Five, I read this before. Public health officials and administrators have been interfering with medical decision-making. Look at all these politicians out there. They don't know anything about medicine. And they're out there making medical decisions, not for one patient like a real doctor. They're making medical decisions for 330 million Americans. What kind of a doctor is that? I'm going to prescribe, patient, every American prescription, and you're going to write your script there, right? For every single American. That's not a doctor. That's a terrorist. Many, many counties have been subjected to senseless suffering due to the broad centralized approach of state governments. Now get this, this is item number seven in the letter, and I'm getting near the end, which is the best part. As of May 11th, 50% of U.S. counties have zero deaths. Does that sound like the bubonic plague to you? Isn't that what we were saying on this show on day one? This is a cold. This is a flu. 50% of U.S. counties with zero deaths. Zero? Can you come up with a number lower than zero? I think zero is the bottom, isn't it? I don't think you can do any better than that, can you? Wow, time to get scared. Very scared. Zero. Oh, I'm scared of zero. Martha, bring the cattle in. Get the cattle in the barn. Get the cows. We've got zero deaths right here in our county. And 63% of all American counties, that's 1,996 out of a total of 3,100 counties in our nation, 63% of all counties have no more than one death. Wow. Wow, we shut down for that. Point number eight, natural widespread immunity can be achieved safely without waiting for a vaccine. That's called herd immunity. Number nine, this is a new point. It is imperative that the public schools be opened on schedule this fall. Thank you, doctors. What did the president say earlier this week? The schools are going to open. The president's going to make sure the schools open. Thank you, Mr. President. Now get this. More good medical knowledge, which you heard here in the peanut gallery. We were saying exactly this. Contracting mild and largely survivable diseases is a natural process of building immunity and strengthens our communities. We have always and will continue to identify and protect the vulnerable when possible. Well, that's not where I was going to go with that. Where I went with it on this show is I said, we have always relied on the children to provide herd immunity forever and ever for thousands of years. And then we run into this creep Fauci and his girlfriend Birx. And all of a sudden, the sky is falling. That which we have been doing for thousands and thousands of years successfully. How do we know successfully? Because we're here. That's how we know. We survived. We flourished. We beat viruses every year for thousands of years. But then, now, terrorism from Chris Cuomo and Anderson Cooper and Andrew Cuomo and Rachel Maddow. Okay, imperative schools open. Number 10, mass testing of citizens should not be used to create policy that restricts an individual's livelihood and freedom to participate in society, and absolutely should not be used to threaten businesses and counties with repeated closure. We oppose heavy-handed surveillance, scapegoating of individuals, and neighborhood snitch programs. Oh, that's wonderful. We oppose neighborhood snitch programs. This draconian approach to dealing with a respiratory virus is detrimental and will shatter, here's a great statement from great minds, will shatter the goodwill of our society. Wow. I couldn't say it that well. Will shatter the goodwill of our society. That's a heavy price to pay. We have learned from this experience and are prepared to face any future contagion in an organized, efficient way without added economic and social catastrophe that resulted from national shutdown. Okay, I'll skip a little bit here just for the sake of time. We cannot accept the current dysfunction in society as the, quote, new normal, unquote. And then here's the end. I love this. And didn't we say this right here on this show, what this is all about, what real doctors are always all about? Our medical professionals are ready to serve this nation according to the time-honored Hippocratic oath. Not the hypocritical oath. That's the one the liberals follow, the hypocritical oath. Real doctors follow the Hippocratic oath that calls us to serve with respect and compassion, and above all, I wish I knew this in the original Greek, to do no harm. Do no harm. Wow. And this is signed by the association, the Texas chapter of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, the director of the whole thing, the whole association, Doctors for Patient Care Foundation, Physicians for Reform, Citizen Health, the Texas Medical Management, and a number of medical associations, and then hundreds of doctors. And I'll just give you like a typical, here's, just an example here. I used to live in Overland Park, Kansas. Scott Rothley, MD, FASA, anesthesiology, Overland Park, Kansas. Here's one, Andrew Bostom, MD, MS, Center for Primary Care and Prevention Care for New England, epidemiology, Chepachet, Rhode Island. You know, these are the doctors giving their credential, their credentials. Here's a guy from Philadelphia, Jim Thomas, MD, MBA, interventional radiology from Philadelphia. And I mean, these guys, these are real doctors. And, that's a strong letter. And so that's why I'm feeling good today. One reason. This is not me with my pop gun from the peanut gallery. This is America's. And I'll tell you right now, these are the best damn doctors in America. These are the ones, when I need a doctor, I'm going to look on this list here for my doctor. And they're from every state, every city, all over the country, hundreds upon hundreds. I'm going to print out a copy of this and keep it just as my medical phone book. And I'll try to find some that are here in North Dakota. So there you go. Isn't that neat? All right, let me just think here. If there was something else I wanted to get stated here. Oh, before I forget to do this, I don't have it in front of me. One of the listeners to the show called me. I just want to get this in before I forget it. It seems kind of unrelated. but I'll forget to do it if I don't address it when it crosses my mind. Ann Coulter, she apparently tweeted the most dumbass tweet I've heard in a long time in response to one of the best tweets I've ever read, which was that of Donald Trump. Donald Trump telling Jeff Sessions to take a long hike off a short pier. We'll get back to that. Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump right after this break.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware.
Oh, folks,
it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound?
I mean, we're not going to have enough time in this 2-hour show. Hang on, Dr. Kelly in California and Dan in Texas. I know I'm keeping you waiting, but folks, there's so much good stuff happening on Donald Trump's Twitter account right now. I mentioned the idiotic post by Ann Coulter. I've met her one time. She wouldn't remember it. It was at the CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. in 2011, which is the same event at which I first saw Donald Trump live. But she called Donald Trump a moron. And she's criticizing him. I'm going to try to find the tweet in a moment here. Donald Trump lowered the boom on Jeff Sessions. Now, Jeff Sessions is running in a primary in Alabama to win back his Alabama U.S. Senate seat. And the president put out a series of tweets telling Jeff Sessions to hang it up, that he's not needed in the Republican Party, that his betrayal of Donald Trump, his sabotage of Donald Trump, his act of cowardice when he recused himself, when he stood by and appointed, put in his place, Rod the Rat Rodenstein to run law in America, to head the Justice Department, the Attorney General, Rod the Rat Rodenstein, who immediately appointed hitman fixer Robert Mueller to become the tormentor of Donald Trump for more than 3 years. Thank you very much, Jeff Sessions, you little puke. And Donald Trump doesn't need Jeff. Jeff Sessions is so obsessed with himself. He does not deserve, he should not be a leader. He should resign from the Republican Party. He should retire somewhere fishing. He is a complete liability. And Ann Coulter, for some inexplicable reason, has sided with Jeff Sessions as if he's a hero, and Donald Trump is what she calls a moron for lambasting Sessions. What is Ann Coulter smoking? I mean, she just wrote herself out of the right-wing movement. Calling Donald Trump a moron? Ann, you're not in this profession anymore. No one's going to want to even open the door to say hello to you. What are you thinking? Jeff Sessions was a puke for what he did to Donald Trump. And the last thing we need is Jeff Sessions back in there congratulating himself in the U.S. Senate. Amazing screw-up by Ann Coulter. Nobody's going to forget it. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.